Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 113. This is a short one, I gotta let you know, because I got yams cooking in the oven again.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help as many interested people around the world learn and improve at jazz piano by providing structured and organized jazz piano education. My name is Brendan Lowe, and thank you so much for being here. This is going to be episode 113. In this episode, I'm going to be going over the basics of the pentatonic, the major and minor pentatonic scale. I can't believe I haven't talked about this before, but welcome. I'm going to dive right in because I got a lot of stuff to do. Different things around the house. I got to do some errands. I got to release this new artist highlight for the JPS. I got to do the podcast, man. But I love it. I love it, guys. So thank you so much. So I'm going to dive right in here, actually, without chatting it up to you guys at all. So here we go. Now, there's two types of pentatonic scales that I'm going to start off with. And the pentatonic stuff, hexatonic stuff, patterns, and all this different things, this gets crazy, right? Like, you can produce almost any sound. Like, this is such a flexible tool that it just goes on forever. And I mean, there's people, you know, who can take this and use it for so many different ways. And I'm going to go into that a little bit as I do another podcast. But for everyone who doesn't really know what this is or kind of has some idea, I'm just going to lay down the basics right now. So our major pentatonic scale, if we take a major triad or a major seven chord, we're going to use 1, 2, 3, 5, 6. So if I go to play a C major pentatonic scale, I'm going to play 1, 2, 3, 5, 6. Those are the five notes in the pentatonic scale, right? Penta, 5, 5 notes, okay? So that's it, 1, 2, 3, 5, 6. Now, a lot of people will start off with this scale, and I think that's a great idea, but it's not necessarily my philosophy. You can do so many different things, and it's a really quick, easy fix. I'm not about the quick, easy fixes, as I'm sure a lot of you know. I'm not about the instant gratification, okay? I'm more of a tough love kind of guy. I'm going to teach you a solid foundation and then build you up. Now, I know there is a point to kind of get quick fixes, but this is a very easy way to do that, right? Because you can start to solo over, C chords, You know, I'm not playing any like real hip sounding stuff, but I'm just saying if you're a beginner, there's only five notes you have to worry about. So it's a very, very easy way to get involved with improvisation without worrying about bebop lines, right? You know, doing all that type of stuff. You can take these five notes and start to solo with them, right? So now, obviously you can use the scale over a triad, major triad. You can use it over a six chord, and some would argue you can use it over a major seven chord as well, even though the six is going to clash with the seven here. It's still going to sound decent, right? You can still get away with it, okay? So that's the C major pentatonic scale. Now, obviously, if you were to transpose this to a different key, if I were to play the G major pentatonic, I'm still going to use those five same notes from the G major scale. 1, 2, 3, 5, 6. Okay? So that's it. That's the C major pentatonic scale. Try, if you're just a beginner, I mean, for a lot of people, this is going to be like, this was the first thing I learned. I know this, Brendan. Why are you teaching me this? But believe it or not, a lot of people actually probably, there's so many beginners that listen to the podcast, they won't even know what this is. Now, the C minor pentatonic scale is going to be the exact same thing, except we're going to flat the third. Okay, that's it. We just have a minor third in there, which makes it minor. That's our minor pentatonic scale. So if I'm soloing over a minor triad, right? Whoops. Added an F there. That's not in the C minor pentatonic scale. So that's our minor pentatonic scale, right? Very, very simple. And again, if I were to play an F minor pentatonic scale, I'd do the same thing. 1, 2, 3, 5, 6. All right. Now, how exactly do we implement this and use this over chords? Like, what is the best way to approach the use and purpose of the pentatonic scale? Now, like I said, there's a lot of different ways to get into that. For example, if I play a D major pentatonic scale over a C major 7 chord, it's going to give me a completely different sound, right? We're not even getting into the pentatonic scales over certain chords. So what I was playing there, for example, was a Lydian sound, right? This is very common, a two pentatonic scale, right? So over a major seven chord, you know, different stuff like that. But I'm going to stay away from that now. I just want to show you what it can get into. I wanted to show you a little glimpse of the rabbit hole, right? It can go far, far, far down the rabbit hole. So the best way to do this is simply to start off using those notes. Just take those notes, use them, and improvise. Just make up stuff with them. Play your chord, whatever it is. Let's say if it's a six chord. And then after that, after you start to get comfortable, start to throw in a progression. Maybe you have a C major chord going to an F major chord, or a C6 going to F6, right? So then you switch your pentatonic scale up. Here's my F6, right? However you want. Just have fun, right? It's about having fun. Just get happiness, right? Just get creative with the pentatonic scale. Like, do whatever you want. That's the purpose of jazz, like self-expression, okay? Now, the same thing is going to hold true for our minor pentatonic scale, right? Our minor pentatonic scale is going to work a little bit better, arguably, over our minor seven chords, right? This A is going to become the natural 13, more of a color note in the minor pentatonic scale over a C minor 7. Whoops. Okay, so then you can have a blast, go to your F, right? Okay, now that's just the simplest basic way to do this. Okay, just play whatever. Now, patterns, right? A lot of people, there's a whole different thing about pentatonics and playing patterns and shifting patterns, moving patterns. I personally don't, I mean, I have those, you know, in my repertoire, but I don't really think about it like that because when I'm expressing music, it's more about just creating the sound, right? I'm going for sounds, not necessarily like trying to play patterns. But you'll hear patterns a lot used with the pentatonic scale, right? So you'll hear this. And most of the patterns, by the way, they're thought of as groupings of four. Because if you're playing in 4-4, you're not playing, I mean, not all the time, but, you know, obviously you can play 5-4. But most of the time it would be in four because it's going to fit with the meter, right? So I play groupings of four. So if I were to go up the pentatonic scale, right, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. Now the pattern I'm playing here is 1, 2, 3, 4. That's the pattern. Then I take that same pattern and I move it up to the next note in the pentatonic scale, and I do the same thing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. So you hear this lick, like, I mean, it's considered a lick. You hear certain pentatonic licks all the time. So you hear, you know, and it's kind of a flashy way to like move up the, you know, whatever chord, and then the same with minor, right? I don't necessarily take that approach, but it can absolutely be done. Now, patterns aren't necessarily bad. They should absolutely be practiced. I teach them in Jazz Piano School inside the members area. It's the connection of patterns that are going to be really helpful, right? So not the just the movement, 1, 2, 3, 4 is probably the easiest one. But you can go 1, 2, 4, 3, and then start to switch up your pattern that way. Then you take that same pattern, 1, 2, 4, 3, right? And then you do that. And then you can have the same thing coming down if you want. You know, and then so on and so forth. And the same can be done for the minor, right? Now, technically, are these difficult? Yes, yes. And that's, in my opinion, this is why you always hear the 1, 2, 3, 4, because it's the easiest, right? Doing that technically on the piano, and I'm not sure about guitar, but that's it's kind of just fits within your fingers. Doing some of these other types of patterns are a little bit more technically difficult, and especially when you get into other keys, right? Because you're really going to be stretching with the fingerings, how to move and different things like that. And then especially when you start to connect them, but we're not going to get into that yet. I just want to show you technically how you can start to, so you can start to visualize your improv in patterns, right? As well. So if I'm soloing over here, That's more of an exercise, though. It's more of an exercise. Like, you want to create music. You don't want to just be playing patterns when you're soloing, right? That's kind of like just taking licks and putting them into, you know, tunes, right? Got to check on my timer here. I'm filming a podcast and I got cooking again. Got my yams cooking. All right, so you don't want to necessarily just play with the patterns, right? So again, that's why I always suggest maybe practicing the patterns, but when you go to play, just let whatever comes out. Like if certain patterns come out, you know, and again, we're going to talk about these more in a jazz context as I get into this. But again, I really just wanted to kind of lay down the basics, a framework of this, so that as I start to talk more about this in different episodes, because you can shift these, right? You can do all these different types of things. You know, moving around, using different types of pentatonics over different types of chords. Like, it just, oh my God. And then there's hexatonics. It's like, it'll make your brain hurt. And I don't want to do that, okay? Just yet. So practice your major and minor pentatonic scale. Again, nice, simple, short podcast for you guys. You can take this, start to use it in your improv a little bit. You can start to create runs. You can take the notes. Like, you don't always have to play groupings, right? A lot of the time it'll sound cool, especially like over the minor podcast. If you take the 6, 1, 3, and the 5, for example, that's just the rootless F minor 7 chord kind of without the 13, right? So, you know, that's the notes from the pentatonic scale, but I'm breaking them up in a separate area. You know, stuff like that, right? You know, just have fun, have a blast, and think about movements, right? Don't necessarily think about patterns. Think about movements. Like if you go up, maybe come back down and then go down and then go up again and then back down. You know, so think about the movements and intricacies of the ways you can move up and down using the pentatonics, all right? So that was that was probably the fastest episode I've ever recorded, but those are the basics, and there's my alarm. Those are the basics of the pentatonic skills, guys, the major and minor. Practice those. Again, I'm going to give you guys in the podcast download, go to jazzpianoschool.com/podcast113. We'll give you some basic pentatonic major and minor exercises. So if you're interested in doing that, you can go download that. And as always, if you're new to Jazz Piano School, go to jazzpianoschool.com. There's a lot of information about becoming a member, the services we have offered. Obviously, there's just tons of free information on the website as well. You can go check out the podcast there. You can go read the blog. You get the lick of the day transcriptions. I mean, you get the whole command, right? So that is it, guys. Have a fantastic day. And as always, happy practicing.